I'm glad he's back in the studio. Declan McKenna, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you back because last time you were here, it was like in February, I guess.
Yeah,
something like that. And you were feeling ill, and besides that, you decided I want to play my music live on the radio. How are you feeling today?
I mean, I'm always a bit ill when I'm touring. I'm just prone to that, but I'm actually doing really well. Yeah.
You played the Melkweg yesterday in Amsterdam.
I did.
How was it?
It was wicked. Yeah. I think I might have just played there or was going to play there in February on the sports show, and then yeah, this time around headline was awesome.
Your
was
own show,
really cool.
So how does it work? Because you're back in Amsterdam. It's in the Netherlands. It's the city that never sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go straight to bed after the show, or did you have a quick after party somewhere around?
I didn't get to sleep till maybe like 2:30 last night. So is that fairly not like, you know, not till it was late.
That's okay.
But it was okay. It just had a 6 a.m. start as well. So both those things together were pretty rough, but I'm actually feeling okay now.
Are you a guy of the after party? When you don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. to go to a morning show on the radio?
Well, it depends. You can't really do that every night. I mean, your body just doesn't let you, but I like to every now and then.
You have to take care of yourself.
When you're somewhere nice, just somewhere fresh.
Like Amsterdam.
Yeah, exactly. I
get that
too often.
So last time we talked, it was February. Your EP was just out. You released your album in July this summer.
Mm-hmm.
How was your summer? Because I can imagine it was crazy and busy, and you were touring all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, once we put out the album, especially, everything kind of went wild, really. Like, we kind of did a load of festivals all around Europe, and did like 2 weeks in America, and did went to Japan like twice.
You went to Japan?
Yeah.
You're big in Japan. Oh, you're big in Japan.
I don't know. There's people who know who I am there, so I was playing some shows. We're actually going back in December. That's like the last thing we're doing this year.
You're medium big in Japan. Wise.
Medium, maybe a little bit big. This next trip is our first like headline show there, so we'll kind of find out then. But we did Summer Sonic, which was amazing.
And how do people respond there to your music? Because we talked about the subjects you sing about. You write about the stuff going on in the world. You write about politics. How do people respond at a festival to your music? Because it's not only hands in the air and sing along with your music. There's also a message behind it.
I think especially at festivals, a lot of that can be quite nice. There's certain songs in the set that are a little bit slower than maybe in a sort of more sunny environment outside, you know, on a fresh day, is like actually really, really nice, and I don't know, a little more appreciated in that kind of environment rather than like a sweaty club.
Yeah,
I think sort of tunes like that. So there's definitely there's a place for everything at festival shows, which can be some of the best and worst shows that you do, which is what's kind of so fun and interesting about that whole period.
So the summer is done. The album came out in July. What's the next step for Declan McKenna? What are your plans for like the next 6 months?
Well, the next month we're basically touring all around Europe and the UK. And then just gonna mostly focus on finishing writing kind of the next album, really.
There's new music coming up.
I don't know how soon, but just kind of trying to work on that, because we're not doing a massive amount of touring in the next couple of months, and then sort of spring next year we'll start playing a couple more shows again and getting back into that for
and
the
in between
summer,
your
really.
In between your recording new songs, and then maybe next year or the year after.
Hopefully next year or the year after there'll be some kind of new music coming fairly soon. I've had since, you know, the end of last year to kind of start writing the second record, really. So I've got quite a few ideas which I like, and I'm kind of just trying to piece it all together now, really.
Exciting stuff. Are you ready to play for us, Declan McKenna?
I hope so.
I hope so too. Take the stage. It's gonna be okay. Meekijken kan via 3fm.nl/live en via 101 TV. Hey Kirsten, ik moet heel even naar Declan McKenna nog.
Ja, nee, dat is geen probleem. Ik luister lekker mee.
Niet dat meteen in de eerste 3 weken al ruzie met je heb. Hij hangt zijn gitaar om. 3fm.nl/live is de webcam, de app van 3FM... die ongetwijfeld geïnstalleerd staat op je mobiele telefoon in je broekzak. En anders kun je meekijken via digitale televisie. Dat is 101 TV. Dit is de man van Isambard, onder andere van Brazil... die je veel hebt gehoord op 3FM. En hij zit klaar voor je. Live op 3FM. Hier is Declan McKenna.
Oh, here we are. We're ready. Cool.
I don't know what I want, if I'm completely honest. I guess I could start a war, I guess I could sleep on.